The Spanish alphabet has 29 letters, and the oddest one is the ñ. You know, that N with a wavy line on top? It's so characteristic that it has been adopted as a name for a growing segment of the Latino population.
I am an ñ.
ñ!
It's a group of people here in the United States that is 16 million strong and growing. A group of people that found themselves stuck between two worlds because they were born in the United States to parents who were born in Spanish-speaking countries.
With her personal documentary, Eñe, filmmaker and blogger Denise Soler Cox wanted to speak for an entire generation of Latinos living between several worlds. She uses a poignant, often humorous tone to tell the story.
Sometimes we don't feel Latino enough, and sometimes we don't feel American enough. But we are both.
For Marangeli Mejia Ravel, a Puerto Rican ñe herself, and the head of the Philadelphia Latino Film Festival, the selections range from first-person narratives to family dramas, erotic musings, and full-length features, some of which have been presented at Cannes and other international festivals.
One of the beautiful things that it does is that it captures what's happening in communities throughout Latin America now. You don't have to be from Venezuela to really come and watch Normal. We are in a society now that it's dealing with polar opposites in our political landscape.
Mejia is talking about the film Normal, which depicts the deep division in Venezuela's political reality through the plight of an anti-government protester who takes refuge from the police bullets in an old boyfriend's apartment. He is loyal to government. She wants change. The backdrop of most of the films, especially the Puerto Rican entries, is economic unrest. But Marangeli points out that unrest of any kind is a powerful motivator for artists.
I think that at times of crisis is that people really tap into the innovator in them, the entrepreneurial spirit really emerges, and people, you know, excel creatively.
Other films in the festival showcase work from Colombia, the Dominican Republic, and U.S. Latino filmmakers. There's even a film that was presented at the Cannes Film Festival about Peruvian Nisei, Peruvians of Japanese descent.
El otro día cometí una estupidez y créame, yo no...
el hombre de los chocolates.
The Philadelphia Latino Film Festival starts today and runs through the weekend at both the University of the Arts and the Kimmel Center. Aside from workshops and panels, organizers are making future plans for a permanent venue. The latest idea is to take the films on the road in a traveling showcase that would play all around Pennsylvania. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.